I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Sine, which turtle are you?
I'm Donatello.
Why is that?
Well, he's purple and I ain't purple. And he was like the nerdy one. And that was me when I was little, like, liked reading books and had glasses and stuff. So who are you?
Well, one of them is... really angry. He often goes off by himself. He's the tough boy. Mm-hmm. I am definitely Raphael.
Who are you actually, though?
Well, one of them is also the Killjoy, the one who's like, no, come on, guys. Let's settle down. Let's do the right thing.
The Killjoy?
Yeah, Leonardo, that's me.
He's the good one. Is he the blue one?
Yeah, he's the boring one.
You're not boring. But blue's your favorite color. So that matches.
Mm-hmm.
You're just sensible.
Thank you. Good morning or afternoon or evening. My name is Lonnie. My name is Sine.
Hi. I don't know why we need to list every time, like 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m.
Well, I was thinking it's usually nighttime when the turtles are out, isn't it?
That's true.
It is. So if you're watching this during the daytime, wait. Stop it. Come back when it's midnight.
Oh, my God.
On the show called I Like Your Movies, we review movies.
Mm-hmm.
And this week we watched one of the best movies of the year. And I'm hoping it gets the love that it deserves, Sine. I think it maybe went under the radar a little bit in Australia because it came out like ages after the release overseas.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think if you've been sleeping on the turtles, if you think you're over them, if you think the last live action movies are a bit boring or whatever, come back now. This is it. Turtle Mania.
Talk to me about your history with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Okay. So we had number 2, the movie from the 90s, Secrets of the Ooze, on video.
Mm-hmm.
Watched that a whole bunch when I was a kid. There was a cartoon that came out about when I was 10 years old. Watched that a lot on like Cheese TV or whatever, or just on the general TV back in the day. One of those ones, like, obviously harder when we were kids to watch stuff, like get the DVDs or to stream things that didn't exist. So it was just whenever it was on TV, mm-hmm. had to be there, right? So watched that. That was really good. And then I watched a little bit of the old cartoon from the 80s, but that was a bit before my time and it wasn't that around because of the new series when I was little. And then as we've gotten older, I've gone back and watched the other live action movies from the 80s and 90s. They were alright. And there were the Michael Bay produced movies from like the mid-teen, 20-teens. And they were okay, weren't they? We saw some of them and they, I don't know, they... The Michael Bay version of Turtles wasn't maybe not the best thing, but still they're valid, I guess. What about you?
Similar thing of watching the cartoon on like Saturday Disney or whatever TV show there was that was playing on. My dad was really into them. I think he introduced me to them because he was really into, well, still is into Aikido. And so he really liked the sort of martial arts aspect of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had a Nintendo game to do with Turtles.
Yeah, there were a few of those.
Yeah, so that was my sort of initiation into it. But I think my sister, because she's a little bit older than me, probably was introduced to it first, and maybe I just absorbed some of that from her. But I didn't have like a strong... I had a strong connection to Donatello. I knew he was my guy. But like I didn't, you know, it wouldn't have been in my top 3 shows when I was little, but... I like them, like, absolutely.
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah.
I think they started off as sort of, you know, indie underground comics, and they were a bit of a satire on comics, popular comics of the day. Those first comics apparently are quite violent and quite dark and edgy. But then they made like a Saturday morning cartoon, and it was all about them saying cowabunga and eating pizza and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I think there are some fans who probably prefer the old stuff. And as it's evolved, there's been all sorts of versions. There's been really kid-friendly stuff, or there's been more adult stuff. Some of the comics have gone back to basics where they are more adult these days.
Mm-hmm.
And this movie, I think, is a good mixture of everything. I think you could be enjoyed by kids, but I think there's a lot in there for adults too. I think it's probably the best Turtles movie overall, right?
Yeah, well, given I can't even remember the Michael Bay ones, I think, yes.
Okay, so I didn't realize this was directed by Jeff Rowe, who you might recognize the name, but you recognize the Mitchells vs. the Machines from a few years ago. Mm. And great the movie. visual style matches that, and mm-hmm. also the, you know, the teenagers on a journey, especially, and the family aspect to it. I think there is some mm-hmm. through lines there. Seth Rogen and his writing partner, Evan Goldberg, were involved in writing this as well. Yes, who would have thought Seth Rogen would turn out to be like a good cultural institution? He's like, pretty much everything he does is quite good, I think, these days.
Yeah, it's interesting because so much of his career was just crass, gross.
Yeah, he's really grown up, hasn't stuff. He?
Yeah, he really has developed. And
but by growing up, you know, he's doing this teenage-based story. I think it's interesting. Big cast as well. Like the Turtles themselves are probably not that well known, but they work well because they are, you know, younger people, younger teenage boys, or just early 20s boys. And how awesome was it when they filmed them? They recorded them together, so they had the improv together. Yes. And the connection and
that was chemistry. Awesome. That was a good approach to, like, normally actors are just reading their lines in a sound booth. Pretty much, it's very rare to have people recording lines for an animated film at the same time. Yeah. But I think you could really, I think it lended a sense of camaraderie to the mm-hmm. performances and bonded, like you felt more of a connection, I guess, from these actors
who it were felt real playing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though it's a cartoon and they are turtles, turtle boys. big cast as well, though. I think everyone's excited to be part of a Turtles movie. April O'Neil is Ayo Itabiri, one of our favourites, who doesn't have a day off, clearly, does she?
Ayo does nothing but work.
Oh, maybe she was happy to have a strike because she can just have a bit of a break.
Be sassy on red carpets. Like, that's her MO.
Maya Rudolph, John Cena, Seth Rogen also has a voice role. Rose Byrne playing a very Australian crocodile, I suppose, alligator. what do you think of her?
I mean, sure.
She's dialed it up, I think, the accent for that role.
Yeah.
Natasia Demetrio, one of your faves.
Mm-hmm. Right, doing the shadows. She was amazing. Yeah,
absolutely. Giancarlo Esposito has a small role. Jackie Chan is Splinter. I don't think they name. Do they name Splinter at all in the movie?
No, and I had this here to talk about.
Okay.
I feel like that's an important part of the lore.
Hmm.
Is like how he got his name. And there was a little bit of like, here's why martial arts are important, but not enough for me.
Yeah, yeah. All right, should we talk about the plot a bit?
Sure.
Just rather than naming people. okay, well, what's the general story, Turtles, tonight?
There are turtles, uh-huh. and they come into contact with ooze.
Oh, yeah.
And that gives them special powers.
Mm-hmm.
And then a rat rescues them.
Yeah, and he raises them as his own.
Yeah.
So in the lore, there are different versions. Sometimes Splinter has been a human who is transformed into a rat. Other times he was the rat of a martial artist who, like, learnt. He must have been a bit intelligent. He learnt via watching his master train, mm-hmm. sort of thing. In this one, they, as you said, they kind of didn't go down that route at all, did they? They're all self-taught. What do you think of that?
I don't know if I have an opinion on that, to be honest.
All right.
Sorry, I don't really, like, that's not the issue I had with the film, so.
Well, what's your issue then?
Okay, so I liked the movie. I thought it was really good. Don't get defensive.
I haven't said anything yet. You haven't let me talk.
I have a few issues with it. One of which is that it felt to me like a sequel. I think for this iteration of Turtles, I get not wanting to be bogged down in the basics. I get not wanting to show, you know, Bruce Wayne's parents dying in the alley with the pearls for the 100th time. But for the first iteration of this franchise, there are way too many characters. We end the movie on this like massive group of them, which is no way. They're going to definitely have to drop some to go into the next one. And I feel like that took away a little bit from some character development that I wanted of the boys. Like, I just wanted a bit more of their personality stuff, because when they were like on the rooftop at night together, that was awesome. They were great. And one thing I did like, which you told me as well, is the animation style of the Turtles. I think in a lot of the Turtles iterations that we'd seen when we were younger, they all look the same. They just have a different bandana, basically. Mm-hmm. Different eye mask color. Whereas in this movie, there's some that are bigger, some that are shorter, some that are, you know, have a bit of scratches on their shells. And that was really helpful to have like distinguishable mm-hmm. physical characteristics as well. So I really commend that. I thought that was really, really brilliant. But there's just too much going on, and I feel like we just skipped a step. That's how I feel about this movie. I just feel like we went from zero to two, and we didn't stop at one.
Interesting. I think what happened with the martial artsness is that they're self-taught, but obviously the ooze giving them some extra powers, extra strength and stuff, so like I go with it. Maybe even heightened reflexes and things like that. So that's why it's okay if they have to train, obviously, but they're able to take out the goons and stuff because they have that bit of extra power in some mm-hmm. capacity. But yeah, they didn't really feel like ninjas in that sense, did they?
No, they didn't. They felt like teenage boys.
Yeah, that's the first movie though. So maybe that's I like how they've taken different spins on the classic tropes of the characters. So like Leo is pretty similar to how he is normally, but they play up the fact that he is the leader and he's the one who's sort of trying to get them back on track and not to go off dad's orders and stuff like that. But like normally Mikey is the one who's like doing stupid jokes and catchphrases and cowabunga and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he does that to a little bit here, but it's more like he's actually interested in comedy. Like stand-up comedy and improv and stuff. So that's a kind of fun take on that character.
Yeah, definitely.
They didn't have... And normally Raph is like the brash one who's sort of at odds with everybody else and wants to go off by himself and get into fights and is quite angry. A little bit of that here is, but it's more like controlled aggression than they can... I assume they'll, if they do more movies, they'll expand his character in that direction. And Donnie is... normally the really smart, tech-savvy guy, and he is here to a degree. But also I made him quite nerdy, which I think was interesting. Like he's into anime and manga and stuff, so...
I like that, though. They expanded their core personality traits, I guess, into what would this look like if they were a teenage human person going to school and stuff.
And what if they were there now doing it today?
Exactly, yeah. So I think as the first... film as an introduction to like a new generation of what Turtles are, I think it was really good. I think it was really solid. I think it didn't do a disservice to the franchise, you know, to the name of TMNT.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Speaking of names, did I miss it or would they... didn't really comment on it in the movie about how they got their names. Like, from my memory, that was a big thing, wasn't it? In the comics.
Yeah, the names that were skipped over, I think. I think normally it's something like Splinter had got access to a book about Renaissance art or something like that.
Yeah.
And that's why he named them. Yeah, they just have their names. Everyone just kind of goes with it.
Which is fine. Like, again, they clearly aren't interested in doing this sort of base level stuff. But I just feel like maybe they needed a little bit of that to, I don't know, solidify it before, like, have a solid starting ground before you go off and do crazy things and add in people and have a weird
story. I do like the way that Splinter taught them ninja skills too, so they would be able to defend themselves because he was worried about people hating them. That was a good...
Yeah.
Rather than just like randomly, you got to be superheroes when you grow up.
For no reason, yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about the overall desire of the turtle? I think is quite interesting too, and speaks to their isolation. Is that they want to go to school.
Yeah.
When most teenagers don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That was so funny to me.
Yeah, that was sweet. Nice. Yeah. Well, they just wanted a normal high school experience, I guess.
Exactly, yeah. And other occasions of turtles that I've seen, normally... April O'Neil is an established journalist who's a bit older than the Turtles. What do you think about making her about their age?
I liked it. I love Io. We both do. Sure. I think it needed more of her. I want a little bit of backstory of her. Mm-hmm. I wanted her to do a little bit more. But I think that might be biased just because I love seeing her on screen and I just want to see more of what she's doing. So the big thing with her character is that she's camera shy, right? She wants to be a journalist, but she can't go on TV, and that's seen as like a real barrier to her. But there are journalists who don't do live broadcasts, and that's fine. Like, this movie was sort of like, I felt treating, well, if she can't do live broadcasts, then she can't be a journalist. And I just didn't agree with that sort of.
Well, I think that she tried to go on TV and it didn't work. She vomited in those days. She was doing the school paper.
Yeah.
But then it was more like at the end, she had this opportunity to go on TV to help. To correct the record, but then that was like she had overcome her fatal flaw from earlier.
Which, nitpicking, by the way, but what do I do except for nitpick on this podcast? So the town's been evacuated. Something's happened. There's a dinosaur, I think. I can't really remember. And she goes on this like live broadcast to people who are evacuating to try and tell them who the turtles are. April, no one's watching that. There are like 6 people in the city still. Everyone's evacuated. And listen... I'm just going to say it. The people who are staying in a city after they've been told to evacuate are probably the people who are quite conservative in their beliefs and are like, you're not going to tell me what to do. And so to have them, like, join in on the whole, like, yeah, turtles are good now thing. I don't know. That whole thing was just really a bit too far for me.
Are you expecting everybody to evacuate within 10 minutes in New York City?
There are things...
New York City.
There are things that no one would be watching her. That was my big thing.
She was up on Times Square on the big screen.
There was no one around. They had a wide shot. There were like 4 people.
I was going to say people will be looking on their phones, but they wouldn't go to Twitter these days, would they? Because it's useless.
Yeah. I don't know. I just sort of like, that really bugged me as a plot device to sort of, the turtles are good now, everybody. I'm on a big broadcast telling you all, but there's only like 4 of you that I'm telling it to. So like, how does the whole city, you know, come to accept them? Like, I just thought it was a bit too easy. But I did love the whole, you know, the city's banding together and accepting them. And it was in contrast to how Splinter was treated when he first came out and everything. I loved that. It was a nice moment. And they're all passing the bag to each other. And that whole sequence, I think, was the best in the film.
Very Spider-Man, where it's like,
yes,
he gets, you mess with him, you mess with us, that thing from the first Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movie.
Yeah, it's so wonderful, though. And like that train sequence in Spider-Man, you know, is the best, one of the best in television history, you know. So I really did like that stuff, yeah. I just don't think I'm as enamored with it as you were. Like, it was good. I just wanted a bit more of the classic stuff as a foundation, and I just needed a bit more streamlining and characters and story, I think.
Well, I liked that there was no Shredder.
Yes, I did too. Because I'm sick of the same villains being used for heroes. Like, I have Joker fatigue. I have Harley Quinn fatigue at the moment. Like, I do not want to see them ever again.
And I thought it was cool how Superfly, he was the villain, played by Ice Cube, and did a really good job, I think.
Yeah, so is that, like, obviously they're a villain to the Turtles?
No, I'm pretty sure Superfly was made up, but it was new, the other ones were part of the Rose Gallery.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Interesting.
So Superfly himself, I think, was new. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, he's sort of got a bit of a genocidal aspect to his life. He's like a mutant who's been torn away. They killed his dad, and so he wants to kill all humans or make them into mutants as well, so everyone's the same.
Mm.
And that's not a world away of Splinter's fear of humans as well.
Yes.
And so that was interesting, and that tied in everyone's journey together, I think, in a really elegant way.
Mm. Yeah, good point.
It was interesting, though, like, have you seen the thing recently, a lot of criticism of Marvel movies, but also action movies in general, where it's like we give the villain a really compelling point to their argument.
Mm-hmm.
Think of, like, Killmonger in Black Panther as an example. And he makes a good point that the people, whatever's going on in Wakanda, they should be out in the world and they shouldn't be scared or whatever. And then the racism is terrible. They've colonized, and lots of countries colonize other countries, and that's terrible. Like, he makes good points you can't really argue with.
Mm-hmm.
But then they make him also a murderer and someone who wants to kill innocent people. And so, you know, we've still got moral superiority over him.
Mm-hmm.
And there's other examples of that. I think of, there's a Captain America TV show. Did you watch that? Falcon Winter Soldier? You might skip that one.
I didn't watch that.
Same thing, where they've got people who are refugees because of the whole snap, people leaving whatever in mm-hmm. Marvel. And so they got this group who are sort of fighting for people's rights, but also they kill innocent people at the same time. So it's like, anyway, they made a sort of a point of that, I think, in this movie, where Superfly has a good point about how he was wronged and his family were wronged and they've had to fight themselves and humans are terrible to them. And so his plan is going to kill people. And then all his supporters of his family are like, oh, I didn't know we had to kill people. Did we have to do that?
Mm.
We just assumed we had to do it because you said so. So I thought that was kind of a clever way of that. Like, they lampshaded it, but I think in doing that, I think it made it better.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I think they've really set up this these characters to... I'd love to see a little... They're just going to high school and fighting crime at night TV series.
Well, they're doing that.
Oh, brilliant. Amazing.
They're apparently doing a two-season... 2D animated series, Paramount Plus, and then a movie.
Wonderful. No notes.
You want them just fighting one villain in an episode sort of thing?
Yeah, similar to people were talking about Spider-Verse. Like, you could make Miles Morales have just a really great, you know, Saturday morning. Obviously, this isn't... Yeah. People stream stuff now. It's not like you can only watch cartoons on Saturday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
But just sort of like... Yeah, I think... And there's been discussion about Daredevil as well, about how they really fumbled the ball with that, where it's literally just fighting crime by day, fighting crime at night, being a lawyer by day, episodic stuff with Kingpin in the background. This, I feel like, could be school during the day, fighting people at night with Shredder in the background sort of thing. Like, I just think there's, you can do something simple if you do it well. Like, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time. You could just make the best version of the basics, you know?
Absolutely. Have you seen a lot of the Daredevil stuff? They've like had to...
My mate. He's getting short-changed.
They filmed half the series and they've stopped it, and then they've going to reshoot it and get different writers and directors.
Strange. Yeah, they fired everybody. Mm. I don't know what is going on.
Weird. And Daredevil got his powers from the same accident as the Turtles. How good is that?
Do you really?
Well, they're not in the same universe, but you know how Matt Murdock was in an accident where somebody just got in his eye? It's supposed to be the same accident that the Turtles, the U's, got down in the sewers where they were.
So what was written first?
I think Daredevil was.
So is this a knowing sort of reference to that?
It's just a wink to that.
Okay, cool. That's nice. I don't know a lot about the comic history, so.
Well, a lot of the series is the comic series initially was a takeoff of Daredevil, because in Daredevil they've got the hand, and then in Turtles it was the foot. Clan, who were the villains.
Okay, I see.
Daredevil's mentor was called Stick, and Splinter is the mentor for the Turtles.
Oh my god.
How good is that?
Why didn't I know this?
So you're keen for more in this series, but you want some more low-level stuff first before we get Shredder back in a big way.
Yeah, and I've just cut some of the other characters. Like, there's too many of them.
I don't expect them to be back, really.
We sort of ended on, like, a big group shot thing. I don't know.
I guess we'll see what happens in the series, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like, where do you take it from here? What do you reckon?
Well, Turtles sort of have two directions, from what I understand. They've got Shredder in the ninja side of things, and the Foot Clan or whatever, but also they've got aliens, and it seemed like a bit of both of that hinted at the end, where Maya Rudolph was actually an alien the whole time, and that's what she was doing.
Interesting.
So, yeah, I guess we'll see there. I really like the joke about Splinter saying you're going to get milked.
Yeah.
If you get taken and they actually got milked. Yeah. That was so funny.
I liked that as well.
And it's a classic parental fear, isn't it?
Yeah.
Always saying weird shit like that.
Yeah. And you're like, that's not a thing at all.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was really good. Only 99 minutes too. How good is that?
Perfect.
And when we saw it together, we only had one other little group next to us who were... The kid wasn't watching it, to be honest, was he? Really?
He was there for the experience.
Yeah, and the grandma or something. But yeah, pretty much we had the whole scene to ourselves. How good was that?
That's awesome.
Amazing. All right, rating time?
Rating time. I'm going to give it 3.5 stars.
Hmm.
I liked it. It was good. It's a good movie.
Hmm. Hmm, okay.
What are you giving it?
5 stars, obviously.
Perfect film. Nothing at all you change.
Correct.
Okay.
Do you reckon it'll get a nom? Oscar nom?
No.
Am I asking too much?
I don't think it'll get an Oscar nom.
Best animated feature?
I don't think so.
Better than whatever else is out there, I reckon, personally.
Well, we'll see.
When... Do you reckon Spider-Man will get a nom again? Probably.
Probably.
Probably win again. Okay, well, that's been nice talking about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem movie. I don't know if we've had any turtle content in the back catalogue. I don't think we...
I don't think we've forayed into the turtle land.
All right, well, other similar movies, cartoons, we don't mind a animated feature, do we? We think animation is real cinema.
Well, all cinema is real cinema. What does that mean?
No, like people, like, oh, just for kids or whatever.
I think they're just scared to like something. And then,
like, Gilmero comes out and is like, no, this is an art form. I'm like, yeah, good work, Gilmero. Alright. Back Big Cat Catalog. Are we on Twitter still? Who knows? Maybe not.
Venture over there and see if we are.
We have other plans, though, for more.
We do.
Content.
Hopefully exciting things in the new year.
Hopefully. Alright, until then, I'm going to see you next time. And go ninja, go ninja, go.
Ditto.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.